Hello, and my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Robert, please?
I'm Robert.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that I'm speaking to the right person on the line. And, of course, Robert Basil, right? To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Between 0 and 2, 3 and 10, 11 and 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus years?
41 plus.
Thank you very much for your opinion, which is very important. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plaster, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, mason helper or finisher,
brick and stone, marble.
Would you say stone mason then?
Brick mason. Here in
brick
our
mason.
Area, all of it.
Brick mason, right? Okay, thank you so much. That would be other, and I will need to apply that. Brick and stone mason, you said, right?
Right.
Thank you very much for your opinion. It's very important for us. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay, so journey level mechanic, you said, right?
Right.
Thank you very much for your opinion. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I've been retired for 14, 15 years now.
Oh, 14 to 15 years, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? Oh, you said 14. That is unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any. 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 plus weeks?
I'm retired.
You retire, right? So probably 21 plus weeks, right? I appreciate that. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Never.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More, they're growing like mushrooms.
Okay, more construction projects. Your opinion is important. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm going to say fewer.
Fewer union construction projects. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I feel pretty good, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Again, your opinion is what we care the most, and it is really important about as well as your time. We appreciate it. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less unemployment.
Thank you very much. We're 30% complete with the survey. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'm going to say stay about the same with the price rising.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
Dust and air quality.
Thank you very much. Your opinion is important. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
One, yes.
Okay. Did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
I appreciate your opinion. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. We're 39% complete, almost done. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Being retired, it wouldn't refer to me, really.
Okay. Don't know or refuse is also an option. So that we're going to select that. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from the 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source that you are the least likely to get your news from. Local TV news programming, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6?
6, most likely all TV.
Okay. Also cable news, probably the last options you said, right? Maybe 5, correct?
Right.
Okay. And how about print or online newspapers?
I read the newspaper every day.
Okay, so that'll be probably the first option in the rank, right? The newspapers, okay? Thank you. And also, how about the internet or social media? Number 2, number 3, or number 4?
I don't read the internet that much.
You don't really read the internet that much, so it probably would be the last option before the cable and the TV, as you mentioned, right? Thank you. And how about, yes, how about friends and neighbors?
No, none of them are construction workers.
Okay. And how about a radio, the radio?
Very seldom listen to it.
Okay.
All 50s and 60s music.
Exactly. I totally understand. Oh, 50s and 60s music, right? So we probably say newspapers and probably then after that radio and then friends and neighbors. And then you said the internet or social media. And lastly, local TV news programming and cable news. Okay. Thank you. We're 52% complete here. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, support for labor's union, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, education, immigration, or something else?
Immigration, I think, because we just can't absorb that many people all at once.
Yes, I definitely understand, and your opinion is important. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not lately.
No. Okay, thank you. No worries. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. We're 57 complete. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I hope it's the Democratic Party.
Okay, because there's also options, both of them, neither or don't know. So you said most likely Democratic Party, right?
Right.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and the UAW, right?
UAW, yes.
The United Auto Workers, much more or somewhat more?
Much
support.
More.
I appreciate that. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the followings. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done, his job as a president overall?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, somewhat approve. Thank you. How about foreign affairs?
I'd say somewhat on that also.
Somewhat approve on that also, okay? How about health care? Do you approve?
Somewhat
approve as well. How about the economy? Do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove? Okay. You strongly approve?
Yes.
Okay. How about immigration? Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve, correct?
Somewhat approve, yes.
Okay. And about support for labor unions?
I do support them.
Strongly support, in this case, approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly support.
Perfect. Thank you so much in that case for your opinion, sir. We are 70% complete. Thank you for your time. We're almost done. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
I will vote.
Almost certainly, bro, or probably vote?
Almost certainly.
Thank you very much. We are on the next question. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, other or undecided?
Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden, thank you. We're 77% complete, almost done. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I like to keep up on it.
Okay, thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say good.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your opinion. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'm going to say fair because everything does not work the same in every area.
Okay, just fair. Thank you. Now, this is open-ended. How could the union best improve its representation and service, on your own words?
Some way, if possible, they would need to get more contractors.
They will need to get more contractors.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just typing your opinion down in this case. And also, the next question is open-ended. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say more contractors.
More contractors. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. We are 85% complete. And what is your preferred word to receive information from your union? Union meetings, text, SMS, mail, email, job sites?
I talk to Bill every once in a while.
Probably job site, perhaps, right?
Yeah, that's
okay. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year or a couple of times a year or four or more times a year?
Probably never.
Probably never, right? Okay. Never,
I don't
okay?
attend meetings like I used to.
Like you used to. Okay, I appreciate your answer and your opinion. Now, we're 90% complete. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I vote a split ticket, so... what would you put that under?
There's also an option that says other or don't know / refuse. Would you say independent, other?
Let's put other.
Other. Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, may I please ask, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian? Black, African-American?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Robert.
Thank you, Robert. This concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. Okay?
Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome, sir. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.